psychologized approach to the gospel that most people who call themselves Christians couldn't give you a meaningful explanation of the great doctrines of redemption. They don't know them. Nor are they expected to know them, because in many cases, the people who teach them don't know them either. And so people have a false understanding of their spiritual condition because they don't even understand what saving faith and what the saving gospel are. And you would think that someone like myself, who has spent a great portion of his lifetime trying to clarify the gospel and clarify what it means to genuinely repent and what it means to genuinely put your faith in Christ and what the doctrine of justification really means, would be some kind of a hero to the Christian church. But the fact of the matter is, I'm an anti-hero. I'm treading, as it were, on people's feelings. I'm invading the comfortable bed of their tolerances. I'm being divisive. But the truth always does that. Always does that. And the church is so ignorant about the gospel that when you preach the true gospel, you're very liable to be vilified for it by the church. I picked up another article today that was sent to me in a journal, I think about 15 pages long, attacking me for what I say it means to become a Christian, written by a man who is a Christian pastor. I tell you, to preach the true gospel in the Christian world today is to engage yourself in more warfare than to preach the true gospel in the world. So the first reason why people can be lulled into this deception is because they don't know the definition of the gospel. They can sit in a quote-unquote meeting somewhere that poses as a church and be taught by someone who poses as a Christian pastor and surrounded by people who pose as Christians and be made to feel good about whatever situation they're in. A second contributor to this is a false sense of assurance, a false sense of assurance. The idea is that if you feel good about God and if you have some emotional attraction to God, which might be called love, and if you believe in Jesus and you want to connect